Welcome back to Kiara Nation, Sex Culture 2045. Here's a little bit of Cooking with Cleavage Corned Beef Breakfast. You can also watch it at www.kiaranation.com. Please don't forget to donate whatever you can to my podcast so I can do better programming and get some help so I can really do this. I produce, direct, edit, come up with the creative content, so I really need help. Corned beef breakfast, yeah, baby. Welcome back to Cooking with Cleavage. Today we're going to learn how to cook hair, eggs, and corned beef. We're going to make it a really, I'm just playing. I'd like to thank Nebula Hair for my hair.
This is where I go back and matching my set. And I have lots of cleavage, and I was doing a titty check.
Look at that, I'm matching my whole entire set. Look at that, I didn't even notice that. Look, burgundy on burgundy. Woohoo! Titty check. Feeling good, from my head to my shoes. Know where I'm going. I sneak with Lilikwa Shanae Majay Jackson, and I host this motherfucker.
The guest was late and I had to self-entertain. But the whole flashback is so you guys can see my hair. From Nudula, of course.
And my glasses, they dirty. Yeah, I can barely see out of them. Hi, my name is Shaniqua. Let's go over here and see what is Shaniqua. Shaniqua Shanae. Yeah, that's my name. Don't you dare talk to me about that name. Because I is crazy. Right? I said I is crazy. What you say, girl? It's crazy.
That's now all messed up because I sleep on it, but and don't braid it, and then it looks like a nest, and then I gotta pull it and do stuff to it, and well, it's an extension wear, wig wear horror story, and we're here to cook, not talk about hair. Nests, not braiding them, and then you go lay down and you're falling asleep and then you're having these nightmares.
Now we fade off into nightmare land, where a guy with a mask and an axe in his hand is looking for me, and I'm relaying the nightmare, and I talk.
You're like, and then they're crocheting into each other. And you're like, oh, those are my nightmares. Never mind. But thank you, Nebula. You make me look so pretty and gorgeous and boobalicious. Thank you, Nebula.
Okay.
That was then. This is now. So, in the Caribbean, I'm not sure how many places share this, but my great-grand-aunt from Belize, she was married to my great-granduncle kid. He was a boxer, the kid, and like in the 1930s and stuff. But to make a long story short, today I woke up this morning and she came to mind, and I haven't seen her in a while. And, well, you know, like when you miss somebody, you want to do something that reminds you of them. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm going to make this Caribbean dish because I know other Caribbean countries use corned beef and a slave food, I think. Peasant food. Peasant food is good because, you know, rice and beans are peasant food. Gallo pinto. That's considered peasant food in other countries, but it's a delicacy here. Funny. We're going to use black pepper for the eggs. Black pepper and salt. I'm going to make this with onions the way my auntie used to make it. And I'm going to ask the cameraman to open this, because that's the only thing I hate about these corned beef cans, is this little opening things. Why can't they just make one that you could just fucking open like this? Huh? Hot corned beef makers, why can't you just make it easy on a person? You sit up here and you get, and then you break it, and then what happens? And you gotta be stabbing it, and then you're just like, oh, what's the corned beef? It cost me $6. Make it easier on people, you know? And nobody wanna be twirling with this little thing, and then it breaks. Jeez. Open that for me, please. Invisible man. You might get jealous. I'm sorry. What? Don't be telling me I'm trying to run a show, Invisible. Don't be talking to me like that. No, What? What? Yeah, I'm flirting with the damn camera. What? What? Yeah, that's what I thought. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, no. I'm going to be censored on all the major social networks. I just saw a nipple. You guys just saw a nipple. That is like the most disgraceful thing you ever see in your life. It reminds you of the time you were suckling. And that's a horrible memory. You need not be reminded by it, by my nipple. Look, I'm sitting in here acting a fool for these people. You know what I was going to say.
I forgot how to do it. Make sure I mess it up.
We're going to have to cut through this. You know that, right? Okay, let's go closer. Let me try. Let's get closer with me trying to open this. Okay, so you can see how hard this is. You got closer to this?
One second.
Okay, so I'm gonna twist it really slow, because all the time, you know what happens? This thing breaks off. It smells like dog food, but it don't taste like dog food, but I don't know, because I've never really tasted dog food. So that's like something really fucked up to say. It smells good. It smells like dog food. But it don't taste like dog food. Oh, you go around tasting dog food. I don't even want to think of... okay, stop. Because... now I'm thinking, what the hell is in here? Did my chutzpah eat it? No. Chutzpah. I don't even know where I got that name from. Here we go. Woohoo! Wow! You know why? Because you're here. I did it. I always break these motherfuckers. Woo! Me! Woo! 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 Okay, so we're gonna open that, and we'll put this aside. Let me put this down here. I have a very small kitchen, but guess what? I works with what I have. I'm not tripping about what I don't have. Any of you want to spare your kitchen for my episodes? Go ahead. Make my day. Be in your kitchen with cleavage. You don't love me anymore. Oh. I'm cooking. Okay, no. What's wait? Oh! Oh, wait. I'm not mad yet. He tried to stab me with this. You know you did, huh? You did. Well, he wasn't. He was acting like, because I gave it to him, right, to cut the thing. And then he came at me and he goes, oh. And I said, you better not do that. What if you trip and then you stab me and then I'm going to have to put you in jail for negligence of non-homicide. You like my dish and then you'll get it. All right. These are good to throw away. Alright, so I'm gonna cut half of this. Put the rest inside. Stuff it.
Inside the Ziploc.
No free advertisement over here.
It doesn't matter, they just put it all over the place.
They're like, ah!
Oh, that's what you think. Roll it all the plastic bag.
Next time I'm gonna get in a generic one. Make sure that you take out all the air out of it. And then you stick it in your refrigerator. And we're gonna chop, chop, chop. 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 I should have ran this through some warm water because now I'm gonna go into the whole psychosomatic stress disorder. You know something? I want to talk about something. I had it out with a friend of mine, and I didn't mean to have it out, but I have this friend I keep talking to, and like he's really PC and. Or maybe it's the way I put things because I'm not and I'm just like just honest with my words. I really feel like if I care about you and I love you, even if I don't, just out of respect, I need to say the truth. I mean, why am I gonna like sugarcoat shit? But I wasn't really trying to sugarcoat anything. I was explaining something to him and then he writes me and fucking email about my responsibility, which I already mentioned, and it's kind of bugging me, so I was kind of just wanted to talk about it a little bit. It's like I can take personal criticism, I want to be better all the time. I always want to be better. I can take personal criticism, I can take criticism from my work. I always ask from you guys, but you guys don't even talk to me. And you talk to me in secret, some of you. You guys send me emails and stuff. But you never want to talk to me on the comment box on YouTube or on my on my website, kiaranation.com. But anyways, it's like, I don't know. It's like I love my friend so much. But there's nothing, every time I say something, it's taken to some other level. And sometimes maybe I say it a certain way, but after 2 years, you'd think this person would, you know, be used to me, right? Are we talking? Me and the camera are having a conversation. And, you know, that's why I stay to myself. And run away from people because I don't want to put on airs. I am who I am. I am happy being me. And it's unpleasant to be around people who aren't happy with themselves. Or maybe they are happy with themselves and my being myself disturbs their being themselves. And but you love them and it's all fucked up, isn't it? God is a sadomasochist. So is Goddess. Make us all complex and turbulent and twisted and mangled. And you know what the problem is? Western society surrounds itself and puts itself around so much perfection. They want everything has to be perfect and you don't make mistakes. I think I brought that up before, but for real, even in everyday life, fuck the criminal system. You know, no one wants to be in error. And that's not good for us. It's very unhealthy because to err is to be human. Remember, like I told you about the corned beef? I erred on this and in front of you, live. Kind of. I opened the thing and it's open. And I'm very happy about the small things. Okay, here we go. So, what I'm going to do is going to heat up the pan. I'm going to heat up the pan first. This is how I watched her do it. They would heat up the pan first, then add the oil. Another thing, it was tea, toast with lots of butter, corned beef hash, and eggs. It's really delicious. So I'm going to heat up the pan. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back. No, I'm not. Let's just forget it. That's how I feel about it. It's just like, no matter what I say, it's always an issue. And then the other thing was that, like when people play with the love word. But then again, me. I'm retarded with that because I expect it to be like I come from a country that's very wealthy in natural resources. But we're oppressed and marginalized and depressed and all kinds of shit. And well, we're working on that. The exiles. And the people down there who are doing it in secret to better our people, because on purpose, by design, they made us, they dumbified us. We were very smart, we were sovereign and all that, but in order for the Panama Canal to be made and all this, they exiled, you know the story. That's the other thing I wanted to say, talk about. People and their, that's the way, you know, mankind is, and that's the way, dog eat dog, da 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 da. That is such a lame excuse to do nothing. Also to the people that are into the whole law of attraction thing, that you can't think a certain way or whatever, or you can't be in the area or the arena of poverty and thinking lack mentality and all this, and then that's just an easy way to just ignore and do nothing about what's going on. We all have a responsibility, and let me tell you why we have a responsibility. Because the past is not in the past. The past is bleeding into the present, and all the matters in the world is not going to change that until we look inside ourselves and change what's going on within us. So I have an issue with anybody calling me colored or black or indigenous or whatever, because I'm a human being. I'm going to get away from labels and be a human being, because with labels you can separate yourself from this and that. As a human being, then I'm part of this human race, and as part of the human race, my family, I'm not going to let people hurt my family. That's how I see things. There was this quote by this guy, and I wish I had it, where it says, he said something like, it's not about being born ahead of your time. It's about refusing to be part of society's regimen, or their, which is sometimes worthless. There's certain things you keep, there's certain things you throw away. It's called change, and we're supposed to be ever changing, and we've lost that. We've lost the way of nature and how things change and evolve, and how trees go through storms and all this. They don't stop and go drink themselves to death because they lost another tree. You know what I'm saying? We need to reconnect with our nature selves. So that's my serious bit for now. All right, so it's hot. It's hot. It's steaming hot. So I'm going to add the oil to it. Olive oil, which is going to steam up even more because it is pure olive oil. And it's going to be steaming. You guys can use something else. It's just I prefer olive oil. I like the taste. And it's good for you. And I don't mind if it burns a little bit. All right, here we go. That's the last of that. You know the other reason I cook in this kitchen and it doesn't matter and I do it to spare the moment? Are you listening to me? Are you looking at me? The other reason why I cook and do things just as is because you don't really have to put on airs and all this other stuff. It's wonderful to just be yourself, to be your total self, and to enjoy and be grateful for what you have. I'm so grateful I have this small little apartment with my small little kitchen. I'm very grateful for it. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not mad at it. I don't mind showing you that sometimes I don't, well actually I don't do dishes. My slave does dishes. Okay? So don't come over here looking at my sink and think I'm some kind of filthy cooking person, okay? You don't want no cooking class with the cooking filthy whore with the cake full of dishes? Is that what you think? Okay. Because otherwise I would have to go, oops, that's the Bionic Man, isn't it? Oh. When I was little, I was going. That was fun. Alright, so. Cooking with cleavage. It's a part of the Kiara Nation. I had to cut it. You guys didn't see that. But I had to cut it. I was going to tell you, Kiara Nation, for those of you who do not know, wants to be your number one station to come and see adult humor, cleavage, and behind the paywall, a whole lot more. Ooh. I guess that part's not going to YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. But you can catch it on Twitter. Just a little bit. Okay, so Kiara Nation has mythological, historical, and stupological. Stupological, why? That's just the way we do shit. What, you didn't think that was funny? I didn't see you chuckle or anything. You don't think I'm funny? You don't think I'm funny? Oh, okay. Good. So back to cooking with cleavage. Okay. So, I had to cut it with the scissors because sometimes they come out chunky. It is a dry dish, so adding the onions, the water for the onions gives it a little more moistness. But personally, I like it crunchy, so I like the bottoms crunchy. I don't like it all soft. I like everything that's kind of meaty. I like it close to burnt. I don't like raw food or undercooked food. Okay, so now we're gonna make the eggs. Salt, pepper, and let's see. And there's the toast. And here's the butter. I'm gonna make the toast last because it cooks really fast in this little funky oven. So I sent the slave out yesterday to go get me some eggs. I had him make some French toast from a couple girlfriends and me, right? And look at what he left me. What does this look like to you? A broken egg? You know these slaves, what they do? They do shit to annoy you so that next time they see you, you'll beat their ass real good. You got an ass whooping coming, boy. Are you eating with me? You mind scrambled eggs? Okay. You want me to scramble your eggs? Yeah, I bet you do. It's gonna hurt though. CBT. Yeah, go find out what that means. I'm not gonna tell you. Go find out. Go do some damn homework. CBT. That's what he's asking for. I don't understand. You don't know. Actually, you don't even need salt in the eggs because the corned beef by itself is a bit salty. I like this corned beef better than the one that you have to cook for many hours. Right. The corned beef. I'll put this right here. You know why my mom saves these? And she makes eggshell powder. I forgot what you call it. But they use it for obatala a lot. About my friend. I'm gonna save these for my mom so she can make her thing. I'm gonna use one more egg white. I usually don't cook with this much yolk. I don't know. Every time I see you guys, I cook with the yolk because it makes it more. And because I like share. That means breaking too many eggs. If I don't. I yell at him a lot, and he's still here. I need to stop yelling at him. I want to make some kind of difference in my changes if I'm really being a complete punk, but I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just saying what's on my mind. Before we're done, I'm gonna make a pineapple, celery, coconut, cucumber. The hell out of that. Oops. Hijo de su puta madre. I turned on the wrong pilot. Not too much of a close-up on the cooking, please. Alright, so we're going to wait till the eggs. Oops. How many slices of bread do you want? Okay. What, what, are you ashamed or something? You can't have your voice on the camera? He always does this shit. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of your shit, man. Either you're going to be one of us or you're one of them. Oh, that's not very sexy. Oh, really? Someone's not getting a massage. It's a trade-off. I have to do it. You're making a rude finger gesture. I don't know what kind of tea I'm gonna make. Oh no, cardamom doesn't go with this. Usually they used to make it from that L tea back then because it was like 1980s and they weren't out quite yet. It was just like happening, this herbal tea phenomenon. It was the L tea that was the big thing. That's what they used to make it with. And it was so good, but since I don't have that kind of tea, we're not gonna do that. Damn it. Sorry. I'm gonna cut that out. Maybe. Sorry. Shit happens. Alright. I'm gonna stick these in the oven. Oh shit. Nice. It looks fluffy. It's fluffy. I'll show you guys later. You don't have to come back in here. It's too messy, man. People are going to be like, really? I'm not going to eat in that motherfucking kitchen. You don't have to cook it. I'm just showing you how to cook. You don't have to come over and eat with me, okay? So we don't need to be talking all that shit. What? You would swear I was a schizophrenic, huh? What'd you say? What? Huh? What? Huh? You don't have to cook in my kitchen. You go to your own kitchen and cook your own food. I'm just showing you how to do it. You like my hair? You want to watch me eat? Look how nice that looks. Cookie. I am cooking. Sometimes they get cheddar cheese, but they wouldn't eat it like melted into the food. They eat it like, you know, by the on the block, and then eat it like that. See, it's done. Cooked. That's yours. The plate is clean. It's just had to sit on it. I'm gonna be dirtying a bunch of plates. This is real home cooking. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this. For those in the paywall, after this, we're gonna do paywall stuff, okay? Oops. Why didn't you tell me my titty was out? Because now I have to work extra hard and go edit it out.
Oh, it's hard.
Okay, it's okay. We'll just not. So, you're going to sit here and eat. You, mister. As soon as the toast is done. And that's it for Censored Cooking with Cleavage.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Kiara Rose, your cooking class non-expert. And join me behind the paywall. And here it is. Thank you for joining us on Cooking with Cleavage. Enjoy.